This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Election Commission wraps up key post-election procedures. Final report highlights credible and cost-effective election process. Immigration Department urges to ensure foreign players have proper work permits to participate in sports. NDRRMA urges public to take precautions amid warnings of strong winds and severe weather in eastern and western parts of country. And tensions in West Asia hit global energy market. US considers easing sanctions on Iranian oil. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has completed key post-election processes following the March 5 House of Representatives election with certificate issued to 110 lawmakers elected under the proportional representation system. The certificates were handed over at the Commission's central office in Bahadur Bhavan by Election Commission Secretary Krishna Bahadur Raut in the presence of Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari and other officials. Under the proportional representation system, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party secured 57 seats, followed by the Nepali Congress with 20, CPN-UML with 16, and the Nepali Communist Party with 9. Other political parties, including the Shram Sanskriti Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, secured 4 seats each. Meanwhile, the Election Commission submitted the final election report to President Ramchandra Paudil at Sital Nivas. The President praised the successful conduct of the elections, stating that free, fair and credible polls have strengthened public trust and democracy. According to the Commission, the elections were conducted cost-effectively with an average expenditure of 284 rupees per voter. The Commission said it minimized cost by reusing previously purchased materials and sourcing 37 of 50 types of election materials from provincial and district offices. A total of 164 international observers and 25 national organizations monitored the election. Separately, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expressed gratitude to citizens, security personnel and government employees for their role in successfully conducting the elections. During a visit to Karnali province, the Prime Minister thanked stakeholders for ensuring peaceful polls despite the challenging geography and limited resources. She visited Rara Lake and later travelled to Jumla, where she met security officials and residents. Prime Minister Karki also inspected the Karnali Technical School, Nepal's first technical school, and was briefed on its infrastructure and challenges. She is scheduled to visit the Chandannath Temple to acknowledge public support and the institutional efforts behind the successful elections. The Election Commission and the government have jointly credited voters, officials and stakeholders for ensuring the elections were conducted successfully under challenging conditions. The Department of Immigration has directed football authorities and clubs to ensure that foreign players participate in matches only after obtaining the required labour approvals and work permits. In a press statement, the department urged the All Nepal Football Association, ANPA, and clubs involved in the national men's and women's league tournaments not to field foreign players in Nepal on tourist visas. The directive follows complaints that some clubs have been including foreign players from various countries without the required legal documentation. The department clarified that any foreign player wishing to take part in football competitions must first secure a labour agreement and work permit in accordance with prevailing laws. It also stated that monitoring of the situation has begun and warned that immediate action will be taken against those found violating visa regulations. The move aims to ensure compliance with immigration laws and maintain proper regulation of foreign participation in domestic sporting events. The Supreme Court has ordered the submission of a revised decision by the Attorney General in a case involving the President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane. A division bench of Justices Saranga Subedi and Sunil Kumar Pokharel issued the order on Thursday, directing that the amended decision of Attorney General Savita Bhandari Baral be presented before the court. The case concerns earlier charges of money laundering and organized crime filed against Lamithani during the previous government's tenure, which the Attorney General had decided to withdraw. The court has been hearing the case since Sunday, following an earlier March 14 order by separate bench of justices Sapana Pradhanmalla and Srikant Paudil to proceed with regular hearings. The legal challenge was brought through separate writ petitions filed by advocates who questioned the Attorney General's decision to withdraw the case. The third edition of the Lumbini International Peace Festival has begun in Lumbini, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha, bringing together international participants to promote peace, spirituality and global harmony. The three-day festival, jointly organized by the Nepal Tourism Board and the Embassy of China in Nepal, was inaugurated by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Anil Kumar Sinha. Addressing the opening ceremony, Minister Sinha highlighted the growing importance of Buddha's teachings of compassion, non-violence and coexistence in today's conflict-prone world. Similarly, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, stressed that peace remains a fundamental aspiration amid global uncertainties and reaffirmed China's commitment to peaceful cooperation. The festival features cultural performances, spiritual discourses, and interactive events. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia have escalated following a series of strikes on critical energy infrastructure involving Iran, Israel, and Gulf nations, raising concerns over global energy security. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel acted alone in targeting Iran's South Pars gas field, one of the world's largest natural gas reserves. However, earlier reports suggested possible prior coordination with the US, a claim President Donald Trump later denied. In response, Iran launched retaliatory strikes, including an attack on Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial area, a key global hub for liquefied natural gas. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi warned of zero restraint if further attacks target Iranian infrastructure, signaling the risk of further escalation. Meanwhile, according to the BBC, the United States is considering measures to stabilize energy markets. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said Washington is exploring limited easing of sanctions on Iranian oil already at sea to increase supply. Analysts warned that continued attacks on energy infrastructure and shipping routes could have long-term consequences for global oil and gas supplies, even if the conflict subsides in the near future. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. Likewise, there is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder, lightning and hail at many places in Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, in some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Kosi provinces, and in a few places in the remaining provinces. There is a possibility of heavy rain or snowfall at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. The division has also stated that the country is currently under the influence of a western low-pressure system and local winds. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 9 to 11 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 22 and 24 degrees Celsius today. Likewise, following a forecast from the Meteorological Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology of heavy rain and snowfall over the next 3 days, authorities have urged the public to take necessary precautions. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has called on people to remain alert, particularly in high-risk areas. Strong winds are also likely in parts of Lumbini province, including Dang and Nepalganj, as well as across the Tarai regions. The department has warned that wind speeds could reach up to 119 kilometers per hour in eastern parts of the country, including Biratnagar, Dhankuta and Dharan, as well as surrounding districts through Saturday. Officials say severe weather may damage physical infrastructure and disrupt electricity and communication services, and have advised continued vigilance as adverse weather conditions are expected to persist over the coming days. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission wraps up key post-election procedures. Final report highlights credible and cost-effective election process. Immigration Department urges to ensure foreign players have proper work permits to participate in sports. NDRRMA urges public to take precautions amid warnings of strong winds and severe weather in eastern and western parts of country. And tensions in West Asia hit global energy market. US considers easing sanctions on Iranian oil. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.